Why Did They Meet with Sex Trafficker? By John Friend. The Wall Street Journal, Wall Street Journal, recently reported on a trove of previously unreleased documents connecting billionaire sex offender Jeffrey Epstein to several high-profile individuals, including current CIA Director William Burns. These revelations are guaranteed to inflame speculation about Epstein's role in elite blackmail. In 2019, Epstein reportedly killed himself in a New York City jail facing charges of sex trafficking of minors in Florida and New York. The Wall Street Journal report relies on previously unreported information discovered in Epstein's personal private calendar and thousands of pages of emails from 2013 to 2017, revealing meetings with several notable names such as Burns, who met with Epstein three times in 2014 while he was Deputy Secretary of State under then-President Barack Obama, and Catherine Ruemmler, who served as Principal Deputy White House Counsel and then White House Counsel to Obama. Ruemmler reportedly had dozens of meetings with Epstein following her service in the Obama White House before becoming a top lawyer with Goldman Sachs in 2020. Epstein apparently planned for Ruemmler to join him on a trip to Paris in 2015 and again on a 2017 visit to his private island in the Caribbean. Burns, who became CIA director in 2021 under President Joe Biden, allegedly met with Epstein in Washington in 2014 and again at his townhouse in Manhattan. According to the Wall Street Journal, Epstein and Burns met for lunch in August 2014 at the office of law firm Steptoe and Johnson in Washington. Epstein later scheduled two meetings in September to meet with Burns in his Manhattan residence, with notes that Epstein's personal driver would take Burns to the airport following one of the meetings. A spokeswoman for Burns said that the current CIA director recalls being introduced to Epstein in Washington by a mutual friend and briefly meeting Epstein in New York. The director does not recall any further contact, including receiving a ride to the airport, Burns's spokeswoman bizarrely told the Wall Street Journal, without elaborating on what the meetings were focused on or why Burns would meet with a convicted pedophile and sex trafficker in the first place. The Wall Street Journal also revealed that Epstein met with Noam Chomsky, a legendary left-wing activist and critic who taught at the Massachusetts Institute for Technology, Ehud Barak, a longtime Israeli politician who once served as Prime Minister, Leon Botstein, president of Bard College, Woody Allen, the iconic Hollywood filmmaker whose career has been dogged by allegations of pedophilia, and even Arianne de Rothschild, the chief executive of the Rothschild Group. Some of the names had previously been linked to Epstein, a hugely influential Jewish donor who used his largesse to obscure what investigators uncovered years ago as an elaborate underage sex trafficking ring, the Jewish Telegraph Agency reported recently. Epstein met with thousands of people over his career, and the presence of their names does not itself indicate any evidence of misdeeds. Indeed, the documents obtained by the Wall Street Journal do not reveal the purpose of any of the meetings between Epstein and the influential figures mentioned, and many of the meetings alluded to or scheduled on Epstein's calendar have not been verified to have actually occurred. However, most of the individuals identified in the report indicated that they met with Epstein due to his immense wealth and political connections. Nevertheless, the meetings between Epstein and the various high-profile figures mentioned occurred after Epstein had been convicted in 2008 for a sex crime with an underage minor, where he served a luxury prison sentence and was registered as a sex offender. Prior to that, federal and state investigations into Epstein's purported ties to child trafficking and prostitution, blackmail operations, and other shady dealings stalled or were sabotaged. Alexander Acosta, a former federal U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Florida based in Miami who later served as President Donald Trump's Secretary of Labor, cut Epstein a sweetheart non-prosecution plea deal in 2007 after having been told to back off, according to a bombshell report published as Acosta was being interviewed for the Secretary of Labor position. Acosta indicated that Epstein was above his pay grade and was connected to intelligence. "I was told Epstein belonged to intelligence and to leave it alone," Acosta explained to his interviewers representing the Trump administration, a comment that has seemingly confirmed long-held suspicions that Epstein worked as a deep state operative to blackmail and influence high-profile politicians, corporate leaders, and other influential people on behalf of the Mossad or CIA or, perhaps, both. The fact that some of the most high-profile individuals in Washington and around the world, including the current director of the CIA, were meeting with Epstein, even after he was arrested for child sexual abuse, is concerning to say the least.